Thank you. I'll hand to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. It is my great pleasure to participate in this event on business and human rights and to share with you the experience of the National Human Rights Council of Morocco. I will give you the practices, experience, but also I would identify some challenges that we find important in my country. So first, as a grievance mechanism, the CNDH or the National Human Rights National Human Rights Council of Morocco and its 12 regional human rights commissions receive, handle, and follow up on complaints, conduct investigations, and engage with the authorities concerned to resolve such complaints. And we have figures regarding this in our annual report. In terms of reporting, the CNDH dedicates a chapter to in its annual report to the theme of business and human rights, where it addresses challenges, opportunities, but also proposes recommendations. Business and human rights are also highlighted in our UPR reports and memorandums, such as the one on the right to water, which addresses the effects of water stress on the enjoyment of rights and the responsible business conduct in this regard. Business and human rights are also addressed in our thematic reports on artificial intelligence. As part of its promotional mandate, the CNDH is a member of the OECD National Contact Point, and as such, we participate in several activities organized by the PCN, namely the annual meeting of PCNs around the world, but also was consulted regarding specific cases, and we were involved in peer-to-peer learning sessions with similar mechanisms from the globe. As to the human rights in the context of sports, and you know that businesses are engaged in infrastructure mainly, and as part of the preparation for the organization of the 2030 Football World Cup jointly with Spain, Morocco and Portugal, the CNDH was requested formally to develop an analysis and strategy, and we are working on that, and we will address in it, among other issues, questions related to business and human rights, such as labor standards, expropriation, accessibilities in sports infrastructure. Regarding capacity building, the CNDH hosted several training sessions on the UN guiding principles. An example of these was organized in our Training Institute for Civil Society and Trade Unions, while we were taking into this the regional and the gender balance. As to advocacy, high-level meetings also held with the parliament. We do have a memorandum of understanding with the two chambers of the parliament. We hold also consultations with the associations of businesses, the biggest one in Morocco, known as the Great Federation for Businesses in Morocco, the Chamber of Commerce, to advocate for the adoption of a plan of action on business and human rights. And for this, we were assisted by the Dami Lula, who is the chairperson of the UN Working Group on Business and Human Rights. We were engaging with him to increase our advocacy for a plan of action on business and human rights in my country. As to the regional engagement and international engagements and ratifications, so in addition to our membership in the GANRI Working Group, we also engage with the OECD, especially regarding peer-to-peer reviews, but also with the UN Human Rights Council Intergovernmental Working Group responsible for developing a binding instrument on business and human rights. And as a bridge builder between international mechanisms and domestic policies and legislation, we called on the government to ratify the Freedom of Association and Protection of the Right to Organize Convention number 87 of the ILO, and it is the only fundamental instrument not ratified by Morocco. We also submitted input to the United Nations Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights regarding General Comment number 24 on state obligations in the context of businesses' activities. Regionally also, we are being very active, and we presented our position to the African Union regarding the ZLICAF, which is the trade agreement convention in Africa. This took place in the second African Forum on Business and Human Rights in Addis Ababa in September. And also we took part in a NANRI conference that was held in Ghana. Regarding the challenges, I would say that there is a lack of policy framework. We are still in a reflection process in Morocco to develop a plan of action on business and human rights in line with UN guiding principles. I have to say that the National Human Rights Council of Morocco proposed a plan of action, but in a plan known in Morocco as the Plan for Human Rights and Democracy, but we are still waiting for a formal adoption of this. There are also the legal gaps, especially in light of the increasing development of the IT and the artificial intelligence practices online, especially regarding the right respect by big or internet companies for the privacy and the right to privacy of individuals. There is also the lack of awareness about the new concept of business and human rights, like responsible business conduct, human due diligence, and we are working with businesses to also to increase this awareness. To conclude, business and human rights are a cross-cutting issue that is mainstreamed in various human rights fields, including current pressing issues, as mentioned this morning by the President of the Human Rights Council, mainly climate change and artificial intelligence. So there is significant progress made, but there is also much to be done, particularly in light of the new emerging issues related to human rights. Thank you, Chairperson.